Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, man? What's going on? You all right?
Yeah, man, yes. Let me tell you. Man, you should have came in the studio today. I'm telling you, I hate you out on location, man. I'm in the bed.
I've been busy, like, you know, I've been, like, extremely busy, man. You know, like, business is doing, like, extremely well. And I've just been chilling, man. And I've been enjoying life. Life is actually, like, superb right now. Like, I'm probably, like, more happy than I've been in few years, actually.
That's
what's
up.
Yeah, you know, things change. I ain't no telling what's gonna go on, but either way, I'm gonna still have a vacation regardless of what I do.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Because I be so busy, you know, sometimes you have to accommodate everything, try to make everything work. But you know, that's how I'm living right now. That's how everything going with you.
Well, you already know. You just happy. You know, I stood on this end too, you know. Just taking it day by day. But you know, we want to welcome everybody to Turn Up Tuesday. I'm your host, Nikki G.
And I'm your co-host, Mailman. We might as well both be hosts, because it ain't no, we just be on here.
We both hosts. What you mean? Ain't no, we both hosts.
You know how I be. I just be going with whatever.
Look, all I want to say is welcome everybody to the show. We got a full house, I see, online and on the phone. We thank you guys for calling in tonight. And hopefully we hear from some of you guys.
They're going to be scared.
Don't be scared.
They're going to be scared. They're going to listen. That's how they're going to do it. Listen like they always do. Then they'll, like, inbox me later on Facebook. All this extraness. But you know how they go. We still going to have a good time.
I'm going to call one chick out, though, who always got a lot to say, but won't ever talk on the show, though. Jennifer.
Who it is?
You already know Jennifer. She got
it.
It's Jennifer. I mean, and I'm like, really? Inbox me going. Well, he should. Well, yeah, that's right. That's like, really? You go amen.
Man.
You go amen. Okay, so you had to get called out.
So if you got something to say, hit that one button. A little later on in the show, when we say hit the one button, and you can put your 2 cents in instead of just sitting there, hit me up later on saying what you wanted to say. Because, you know, it's radio, so it's free to say what you want to say. You can be anonymous if you want to talk about your ex or whatever. You can do what you want to do. Okay. It's radio. And I'm going to say what I want to say.
And we don't judge. We don't judge up here. It's a
judge-free zone.
It's definitely a judge-free zone, where tonight we will be covering. You already know what it is. my 10 reasons why, you know, you don't want to go back to sleep with your ex. And that goes for baby daddies, baby mamas. Come on, y'all. It happens.
Well, you know, but you know what? It's according to what you call an ex, too, first off. Because if you meet somebody and y'all dealt with each other for like 2 or 3 months. I don't call that an ex. That was just something that happened and it prolonged longer than it was supposed to go. It's not an ex. We're in a relationship. I don't care what you say. We're in a relationship. A relationship and having sex with an ex, to me, is at least 6 months to a year, because, you know, you, even though, you know, 2 or 3 months is okay to, like, figure somebody out, you never will, even though you won't ever figure nobody out in a year or two. But, you know, it's good to learn with each other, and you got to be willing to learn with each other. So I don't depict like a somebody, you dealing with somebody 2 or 3 months or ex. Y'all just really were just like doing something that seemed like a relationship, which really actually wasn't a relationship.
Right.
So yeah, with that being said, having sex with an ex has to be at least 6 months. For me, well, that's my opinion. I gotta date with you at least 6 months to even just be like, hey, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I can, it's different. Well, let me reiterate on that, because I still do believe in, like, the love at first sight thing. We covered that about a few shows ago.
Right.
About being, like love at first sight and all this, and, like, finding somebody that you want to be with or whatever. It's, like, before you, like, make it official. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people take time to make things official for the world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not that you have to show out for the world. It is the fact of, you know, it's just when people know. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't know. So I'd be like, 6 months is like something where, like, people wouldn't know. Some people know anyway, but they just don't know. You see what I'm saying?
They speculate.
Yeah. Okay, carry on, Nikki. Carry on.
I know. I mean, you could.
I'm listening. I was just waiting on you to, fall off into the topic. I was just reiterating. You know, some people might call in and be like, well, my ex, you didn't even really know ex.
Right.
You know
what I'm saying? You weren't even know ex, though.
You was a smash and go. And, you know, you was a smash and go.
Right.
You caught up later on, and then, you know, I smash and go again. But that ain't me. I'm just saying, like, that's what happens. People get relationships wrong because they don't go over the basis. But yeah, continue.
Now a lot of people rush into stuff too. You know, they rush into it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But now I will say this: one of our friends of ours. Now she wanted us to talk about this. Our sexologist. You know, she met a guy. Yeah. So you online and married. She just met. When did our sexologist get married? She got married last month, and they had been dating 6 weeks, and they met online. So I mean, like, I don't know.
She's a sexologist, right?
Yeah, you remember our sexologist?
I remember her. She was like, it's okay to. She said the best head is like giving it when you go down with it, come back up with your tongue with it. I was like, oh.
She did say that, but I think dudes like when y'all look up, right? Y'all like when you looking up when you doing it.
I mean, you can look at me, but I don't really care about that. I want the feeling. I don't want the damn. What you looking at me for?
You stupid.
Look at him. Look at the one-eyed snake. That's so bad.
You're right. You definitely right. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, tonight this show will be very interesting. You know, we love to start the show off with current events. I live in Atlanta right now. My boy lives in Macon, so I kind of like to hear. I'm in Macon like 99% of the time, so I love to hear the current events that's going on in Macon. I will say Sunday, man. I went to get me a plate from Jamai for my mama. Man, you did not tell me what I was up against when I went off in there. I mean,
oh, it was so crowded.
I'm talking about. I mean, is it the club scene?
I mean, it's both. We want to try to get it to the point where people are coming there and sit down and have dinner. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people want to sit down, you know, have a couple of drinks and mingle in the crowd instead of standing in a long line. You know, we want to get it to where, you know, we can get people to come in and actually sit down and have a waitress come take your order and they'll bring you your food out to you on a plate. Along when you listen to the little jazz band, the little jazz dude that's playing the saxophone.
But the thing
with that, it's hard to interpret that because the food's so good, people don't, they just get in line. They just be like, I'm going to get in line. I mean, I'm down here in my bonnet, my night clothes. I can't just get me a plate and go. You know,
right,
and you know, it's a way to approach. It's a way to approach it. I mean, it's a way to approach it because if they were to put it in a position where they can just be like, when they come through the doors, be like, hey, I got a waitress. I know it's gonna be a long wait for your food. First off, because the food is delicious. So they should. It's enough chairs and tables in there for people to come in and just, you know, get a waitress and come sit them down and be like, hey, this is the menu. This is what we have or whatever. You don't have to stay or whatever, but we really want to accommodate you from just standing up in this long line. It's like almost probably going out of the door into the street.
Right.
You know, just come on in and sit on down and get out that hot sun out there. You know,
get
sit down, you know, have your glass of water. You know, have your glass of wine. You know, it's an open bar in there. Well, not open, but it's a bar in there. And you
right,
got the best
yeah.
bartender. You got the best bartender in the city behind the bar. You go. How can you go wrong?
Wait, hold up now. Jennifer will work over there.
No, Tally.
Oh. Who?
Oh, Tally.
Oh, you know what
I'm saying. Jennifer second. Get out my inbox, Jennifer.
Okay, well, I'm gonna give a big up to Tally, too, because Tally, I'm going to say Tally and Jennifer neck and neck, because Jennifer make my drink just as hot, but Tally make me some good drinks, too.
Both of them don't want me for real. You know what I'm saying? I've been knowing Tally for a long, about 4 or 5 years now. You know, he's a solid dude. And Jennifer, she's solid too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So you know,
you better quit inboxing me and talk. And I tell you that
she ain't gonna talk. Even after I just told her she wasn't better than Tally, she still ain't gonna call in.
Yeah,
she listening though.
Oh, she's definitely listening. I'm gonna get that. If don't want nobody to listen, just
ask,
go
listen.
She's gonna definitely be in there.
Well,
you know, I guess any, we hadn't had any interest in current events, and
because we did have some interest in current events.
What?
Like, what? Facebook was turned. We had one where a girl, it's a serious matter, but it was still funny, but it was still serious. A young lady said she got raped when, you know, a gay dude took her home. He like bisexual or whatever. That, I was like, you know, that hit the fan. That was crazy. Then we had another where, you know, school started back, and, you know, people post pictures of their kids and all of that, which I really hate that people can stoop so low to try to talk about people's kids.
Yeah, they
at
do.
At the same
yes,
time,
do.
You know, and that's just stupid. Why would you, if you hate a woman or a dude that bad, why would you just stoop to a level that bad where you got to talk about somebody's school clothes with their kids and, you know, how they dressed or whatever? And I can see if you stay on point and you sent your kid back to school looking, you know, last year. But these women actually tried, these families, women and men, they actually tried for their children. And I use my like button a lot on Facebook this year, looking at pictures of people like happy to see their kid going to school for the first day and all of this and that. And, you know, it's sad for people in making that. It's just so much anger and animosity in making that people would stoop to the level to talk about kids. So, you know,
yeah.
With that being said, you know, I stay away from the negative. I'm always positive. I had a lovely weekend as usual.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, I think what makes your weekend so lovely is that you're blessed and you were able to wake up. Because a lot of us, a lot of people, you know, a lot of us were bearing some, you know, some family members this weekend. So we definitely just want to be thankful. You know, we definitely want to be thankful that, you know, we able to see another day. I was able to go to work and, you know, I've been off for a couple of weeks and just, you know, at that point, just enjoying myself for, you know, taking some days off. So I've been off and this is my first week just really 100% back the whole week. So, you know,
that's right.
I'm glad I had a job to go to. But I
Well, you know, my job, it got kind of hectic with all the kids going back to school. They were going to high school, middle school. It was just like hell gang crazy. Like, people were just like looking right.
It was.
And like,
everybody,
you know, and all the kids, they wanted that before they went to school, you know. And I accommodated quite a few, like, a real quite a few. And then, you know, my clientele also went up with that because, you know, because of the promotion, the self-promotion. I don't have to really do self-promotion because, like, you know, once the young lady gets the hand ahead, she wants to post a picture. She'd be like, got my hair from Miguel Esperanza. So once they do that, it go viral. It's just viral. So I don't really have to even do nothing. It just be like, hey, such and such said, such and such, such and such. So it's just like, such and such, such and such. So, you know, I'm blessed to have that going on. And you know, it's a good thing. It's a good vibe I got going on right now. Everything looking up. I'm happy.
Well, I'm glad.
But back to reasons you shouldn't sleep with your ex.
Yeah, now we definitely we always start the show with current events. Now I don't want to know where what folks saying and how we're doing, and with our daily lives, because, you know, this show, once a week we get together to do the show, so we definitely kind of go back and forth just to see how things are going. Not that much going on in ATL, because I really don't get too knee-deep in a lot of the news there, but I am, like I said, I've been making a lot, and I like to, you know, to see what's going on, and I definitely see a lot that's on Facebook. But back to the topic, the 10 reasons why you shouldn't sleep with your ex. I mean, come on. They are X for a reason.
Not just that. It's the fact that, like you said, they're X for a reason. But there are like rules you should go by when it comes to that situation. Like I said, my top five is going to like just shatter what I got going on because I'm so cool with it. And you know I'm always right. As usual,
that's what I'm talking about. Ladies, don't do me like that tonight. I'm telling you, you guys go.
They're going to do you like that tonight.
Because
they know I'm right.
But the thing is, ladies, why y'all do me like this? Really? Come on, now you're going to let three men gang up on me. Really? But that's all right, I hear the
Yeah, you did. You really did hear it. You really did hold it down. But tonight, my top five. I'm gonna do my top five before you get your top 10 in because I know that you got a lot to say.
Well, that's fine, but you know what? But I'm gonna be pissed off at some of your top five part of what I got. But that's fine. You already know
how I'm gonna do that. I know most times your top 10 or whatever. Are somewhat similar to mine, but since you didn't do any evaluation on the process, more than likely yours would probably be some old fool gaze where you just for the dog, somebody, whatever. I'm gonna do my number five to number two, and I'm gonna save my number one.
Okay, go ahead.
My number one is always the top reason why, the reason for the reason. So, you know, this week's show is top five reasons from number five to number one why you shouldn't have sex with the ex.
And callers, press one. And my online listeners, which we got a lot of those, it's so hard for me to type and go back.
Yeah, it'd be like over 3,000-4,000 listeners. We just be seeing numbers.
But I will read what you say. But it's kind of hard to chat with you guys when I'm, you know, and maneuver all of that. So definitely we would like you all to call in, but I love for you guys to listen online too. But a lot of you guys usually have questions for me, but I try my best to answer them all after the show. If I can't do it, I totally apologize, but I kind of get so many at a time. But keep them coming. Don't think I'm ignoring you, but keep them coming. But I'm trying, you know, when we're doing a talk show, this is not Andy Cohen, so I don't always have anybody to sit here in the studio with me and, you know, help me out, you know. So, you know, while Mailman is out, since he's out on location, I definitely have to do kind of maneuver everything in the studio by myself. But anyway, moving, if you guys have any questions, if you guys want to comment on what Mel top five are, which I'm sure you probably will, because I'm sure he has,
I'm always right.
Like I said, ladies, I can't reiterate this enough. Go ahead and chime in. Don't let these dudes take me out tonight. Go ahead, Mel. Start off with your number five.
Number five, you'll realize things have changed. Meaning, they've learned better sex moves or sex positions. You know, the head better. They know new shit and it make you feel some type of way. That's number five. You don't want nobody to make you, let's say you've been with your ex. This ain't the one you went with for 2-3 months. This is the one you went with for at least like a year to 2 or 3 years. Then you just happen to just, boom, y'all rekindle and y'all link back up. And then they do something to you and you be like, you weren't doing that then. That makes you feel some type of way. Which is like my number five. You know, that's like, you know, you don't really want that. Because you're going to think about it. Number four. You're going to miss them when it's over with. Because it's new again, but you remember, and you still thinking about the past.
Okay.
And you thinking, well, you know, that's it. Number three, it keeps you from moving on. And you'll be wanting to write on their Facebook wall, and you're going to check their page all day.
That was one of mine. Okay, go ahead.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
That's what happened though. Like, because women and men that know about this type of thing, we're gonna probably have some of the same circumstances. Because you know that's normally what happens. That's like my third thing that would happen if you happen to just have sex with the ex. You're gonna start back checking for them. Pretty much, basically, you're gonna start back checking for them.
And that's why I won't do it. Go ahead. I'm not doing it.
Numbers?
Nope.
You ain't gonna do it.
Hell no. You are. Hell no.
Number two. It's an unhealthy cycle.
Once you start doing it,
it's gonna become regular, and then you're gonna think it's something.
Right.
It's gonna be unhealthy for you. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Even though it sounds like it's good, you think you're going to do it one time and you want to inbox them or talk to them on the regular, it's going to start getting regular, especially if they're in a relationship and then you're not the boyfriend anymore. You're the side nigga. So then you start thinking about, like, damn, if I was the boyfriend at one point, it was at one point a side nigga. Is she still choosing me to come along and still have sex with her when she has a boyfriend? So that causes a lot of stuff that would throw you off. You got to keep it G. And it's hard for women to do that. And it's hard for men to do that. That's why it's just unhealthy, and you will not be able to accomplish anything healthy out of that by having sex with your ex. I'm going to say my number one, because my number one going to be, you know, my number one, like, to start out.
It's going to be like what?
It possibly could be, but you know.
I pray, but you like two of those you have already, you know, you pretty much already stated that I actually had, but I will say. My first one, I guess, since you've already said about making the complicated.
Well, see, you were supposed to put them in order from least to greatest.
Well, this is the thing. You see how I work, Mac. You already
see. Yeah, you just say yours. You don't even say which one, the top.
I just throw them on out there. You know, you got a category for yours, and that's fine. I like it. You know, trust me, I'm not gonna knock that at all. I'm definitely gonna. But. I mean, you said the one you might catch feelings. That was another one of mine. You know, it makes it hard to move on. But another one of mine is why are they an ex? Okay, anyway, it's a reason why they're an ex. You know,
it couldn't have been the sex. Sometimes it's not the sometimes them being an ex is not the sex. It could be communication. It could be separation. It could be honesty. It could be trust. It can be a lot of that. Sometimes sex is not the problem. More than likely. Go ahead.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but still, for me, and I'm just only speaking for me, you guys, for me, sex is not the only thing that I'm looking for. Granted, you know, any of my exes, I'm cool with, I'm okay with them, but do I see them as where I want to get back with them? No, because it was the reason, what is something they did, the reason why I don't want to be there anyway. I know other people.
Okay. Pause on that. If it was a reason why you went with them or whatever, you listen to the reason. But was the sex good enough to, like, overpower that reason to do it one more time?
No.
Had some trash sex partners. You had trash sex partners. Everybody you ever had sex with and you was in a relationship with, if they can't come back and really just, like, even get an inch within having sex with you again after the relationship over with, more likely the sex was trash.
But not really.
Unless they stole some money from you. Now you steal from me. You steal from me, man. You know that. You know, I don't care what was going on. You could have had heads from. You could have had the best head from some kind of a futuristic galaxy lady. I don't know. I probably would have tried to still get that head from this futuristic galaxy lady. But if you steal from me, it's just hard for me to even deal with you again. You steal or lie to me.
Okay, and then again, another one of mine is I feel like with some men and women too, a lot of you guys feel like, which I do not feel like is right. A lot of you guys feel that if you have a baby by somebody, okay, but that's just totally locked in. You know, I can go there anytime I want. You know, when I get, and the reason why I'm saying this is because I've seen stuff like this happen. You know, to where, I've dealt with women. Okay, well, he is my baby. I don't care anything about that. You know what I mean? You need to move on too. You know, I don't care if you're comfortable in that situation. Still, you need to move on. We got a caller. Hold on 1 second. Let me go ahead and take it. I sure hope it's a girl. You on the air? What's up? Hello?
What's up, Kyle?
You on the air?
I hear somebody trying to get in. I told these folks about trying to call with these Obama phones. They can't print one.
Look, we gonna come back to you. We gonna come back to you. All right. Okay. You on the air? What's up?
Is it me?
What's up?
What y'all not gonna do is call me out. First of all, let's start there.
We had to do what we had to do.
Technically,
you
didn't.
Yeah, we did.
But since you did, I'm on here. So, in summation of both of y'all boring lists, I just think there's no closure. There's absolutely no closure if y'all keep revisiting the same thing. Sex ties in entirely too many emotions and thoughts and memories and history. There is no closure if you can keep backtracking and doing the same thing. Y'all gonna stay in this stupid cycle and nothing's ever finalized. So that's the reason you shouldn't have sex with an ex.
Well, you know, that's your opinion. I gave my opinion, and my opinions are always right, and yours are always wrong.
Your opinions are crap. However, it all ties into absolutely no closure. I mean, y'all might as well still be together, keep going through the same stupid stuff if y'all gonna keep doing the same stupid stuff.
You partially right, but what I'm saying is, you sitting at a bar, you get full of the alcohol, and your ex comes in, and they full of the alcohol. The thing about it is, you got to have had a good relationship where it didn't end on bad terms.
That's
if your relationship ended on good terms.
My relationships would normally end on good terms, so I feel him now. You ain't got to split on bad terms, but sex,
exactly.
Even with somebody that you're friends with, that still can be detrimental to a friendship. If y'all friends, sometimes it's better to keep it cordial as friends. If the relationship has died, right, sex needs to die with it.
Right.
That's if you have sex with a friend. I'm talking about somebody you actually share a lot of intimate moments, and y'all know something about each other that nobody else don't know about. They know about that.
I mean, hell, my exes are friends. I never burn bridges. I never burned a bridge. So.
They know about that mole on your booty hole. The one.
Hey, work around. Turn the lights off.
you guys don't look at it like this, okay, which is on my list. I feel like going back to your ex, then that's all you really want from me anyway is just the sex. Because, okay, if that's the case, then, hey, we should still be together. You know, if it's
no.
I ain't gonna lie, it had been a long time since I had like good sex, even though, you know, and then it was like, boom, I was kind of hung up on it for a little while. I was like, yeah, I just want that. But, you know, once I realized I couldn't really get it no more, hey.
Hey, you got to move on, absolutely.
Well, you know what? Y'all know how I am. I try to strictly.
Anyway, you so old, man, nigga. Yeah,
I'm old fashioned. Don't she make you tired? It'd be like,
yeah,
really?
I don't know what she be saying. She always talking about, well, I ain't did that. I ain't even had nobody put their balls in my face like that. I don't know.
Try it one time, you'll never go back.
We're gonna play a little game right now while we got, because I do see I got other people want to chime in, but I do want to have a male too. So we'll chime a male in as well. We got a female on, then I'll go ahead and transition it to get male a little. I don't even know because male act like he can handle it by himself anyway. But
I got this.
Male on some ball.
And that's cool. But I just know how you played, how I got played last week, but I held it down. And guys, I know y'all think I'm old, got old fashioned ways, but I just feel like if it's done, it's done. I don't care if the sex was good or not, because they love to say, okay, I haven't had good sex. But that's not true. The thing is, when I'm done, I'm just done. I'll probably sit back and be like, well, he was good, though.
Girl, you ain't had no good sex. That's the point. You ain't had no good sex. It's always that one person that's gonna cross your mind. You ever talk to your best friend? You ever just sat down and just talked to your best friend? And then you and your best friend always talking or whatever. Just one person that you can confide in. You ain't none of that ain't gonna never get out. You tell them about it.
Yeah.
Everybody got that one person, so don't front like a folk. I don't tell nobody none of my business. You're lying.
Amen.
It's one person that you're going to talk to, and you're going to tell them everything. I don't care if it's a sister or a brother or a close homegirl you've been friend with for 20 years that seems like she's your sister. It's always that one person you can talk to and tell them everything you do, because you know it ain't going to get back to nobody.
With that being said,
you have told somebody, you have sat back and they'd be like, hey, Mel, do you still think about the person who got, let's say, just throw your question out there, who got the best head you ever dealt with?
I'm gonna come off top with
the best person I ever dealt with that I've ever got head from. And I'm gonna always remember them.
I'm not saying that I don't sit back and I don't have to at this point in my life, but Yes, in the past, yes, I will say, okay, well, then, you know, his dad was good, you know, damn, well, you know, I wonder what he up to. But that's all it be. I don't just sit right, you know, I wouldn't go back to it and get it.
Nah, it ain't gonna be that. It ain't gonna be that. What I'm saying, Nick, it ain't gonna be that. If you talk about it, that's cool. But let him be in your presence.
Or let that woman
be in your presence, and then they still got eyes for you. And you in, let's say you in a club or whatever, and then they come in that club, and they probably been gone until like 4 or 5 years. They just in there. When you first see them, you gonna be like, boy, that head, that's all I want. I'm like, that's all I want. Like, that's what I'm gonna want. I'm gonna want it.
I'm not saying that that's something that I will not do. I'm just saying that, you know, I would probably see him out and he's looking out good, you know what I mean? I'd be like,
but you know, at the same time, now you got to be single when you're doing this. Now you got to be single when you're doing this. Now the other party, the one that got that kind of, you know, they got the good head that you remember. If they probably in a relationship.
Most times
you got some good sex ahead. You either talking to somebody,
right?
Or you in a relationship. These women be lying around here now. They be acting like, I ain't talking to nobody. That means if you ain't talking to nobody, ain't nobody coming through to see you, or you ain't talking, you ain't going.
Okay, well,
you got trash everything.
All right, Jim, but we finally got you to chime in. Thank you. We're gonna take another call also, and I'm gonna chime in another caller as well. Let's see if we can get a male to get on here right quick.
Look, what's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, okay.
They tried to say something.
Hello? Okay,
I don't know what they're doing. That nigga must be in a little tunnel or something.
You hear what the topic is about. So, what's on your mind? How do you honestly feel about going back sleeping with an ex?
It just all depends. Sometimes you use, I'm not going to say what they use them, but since you already know how they sex have it all and stuff like that, you basically have ended your relationship and are still going out having multiple sex partners with, you know, different guys that you meet and stuff like that, you will bounce back to your ex. So, you know, you will.
But you ain't moving on, though. You ain't moving on.
But you're not lingering out where you giving it up too soon to the person that you might have interest to.
So whatever happened to stepping out on faith?
You do that
I mean,
I don't have a say for marriage, so you don't want to use faith and you have a say for marriage. But I mean, that's just sometimes it works, you know, work itself out, so you won't be having many multiple partners, you know, because as a man, they probably don't care. But as a female, you know, if they have any, you know, morals about themselves, they don't want to just every man they talk to, they date, you know, a couple of weeks and, you know.
But who knows? Who gonna know?
I mean, you have to take that risk. But I mean, as a female, you know, you don't want to have those multiple sex partners.
Nobody wants to have multiple sex partners, of course. But what I'm saying is, why would you deprive somebody that you probably care about in the long run to, like, not even attempt to even satisfy them? Like, if you're in a relationship, give or take the months or whatever, if it can be that type of friendship. I'm going to tread it lightly, what I'm saying.
When you first meet a person, sometimes you know, oh, it's just going to be a sex thing. You know, it just sometimes you can just feel that. But if, you know, later on, if you, you know, you find out how this person knows, you date them, you go on a few dates, you know, and then you think it's starting to get serious, then you might can, you know, take it to the next level. But
it's loyalty. It's loyalty and honesty. And that's a good thing when you're dealing with somebody new. Because you can tell they like, so you'll wait for those type of things. But what I'm trying to say is, why not just wait on them and don't worry about why you in a relationship where you're not what you're not having sex in? Why go back and still deal with somebody in the process?
Okay, so let me ask you. You know how to see Harvard said in 90-day rule, right?
Right, that's how you know. We ain't worried about that. I don't care about that.
You didn't get
Okay, so your opinion is because I got like a lot of ones right now, so I gotta keep it moving. So
your opinion is what?
Tell me what you honestly think.
Is it okay to backtrack and have?
She just said it was okay to backtrack.
Yeah, in some aspect, to each his own to the ability, so you won't have to talk to this person, that person,
See, now your ex-boyfriend from the call you tonight.
Remember what you said
on that radio show last night, don't you? Chiming in, see you was all right over there.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on. That's cool.
What's going on? Let me come over there and put my finger in now. Let me put my finger in.
Well, we sure appreciate you calling in. Let me take another call.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
What's going on, y'all?
Hello?
What up?
Hello?
What's going on, y'all?
What up?
My answer is a combination of everything, man. I agree with the lady who said about closure. I also agree with Mel, what he said about high end. Because if the end's bad and you didn't give closure, man, that thing is territorial, man. I mean, you got plenty of women who see you move on and see you happy and would just fuck it up on purpose. Vice versa.
Yeah.
You got men that do it as well. It's not the fact that they want you. Some people sex ain't shit. They'll fuck you and go and goddamn go to the club and go fuck another nigga. I mean, that's
yeah,
life.
They'll do that.
That's life. So
they be like, man, they get the head on the way to the gas station until you drop them off at their home, girl.
Exactly.
And it'd be their boyfriend.
And if you don't mind that last lady. Well, let me say this. I want to get it all off, and then I'll let you come at me. But that last lady who just called. Oh my God. This is how I see her. If I take her on a date. And I spent $150 on a date with her. I'll be kissing on that bitch neck, roll between the thighs, slide and draw down. That bitch will get text her nigga. I gotta go. That shit is not gonna work. Ain't no new nigga into that, man. Ain't no new nigga into that. That just means that dude is winning off top. Cause you and something.
Yeah.
He moved on. He moved on.
Yeah.
And that's
he right. Cause you can take a girl out on a date and you take on a nice date. Now it's okay if y'all dating and she and like I was saying. Why sleep with somebody? Why go sleep with your ex when you're trying to build a relationship with somebody?
You're not gonna move on.
You take that girl out on a nice date, then she go home and call her boyfriend over to finish it out.
No.
Therefore, I am right.
Nah, let me finish the date. Let me finish the date.
I said it. Hold that thought. Let me take another call.
Come on, I ain't going nowhere.
What's up? Welcome to next Tuesday. What's up? Hello?
I'm dead.
Hello?
What up?
You're on. Hey.
I'm on. Y'all on site not about 3 or 4 times, man. What's good?
What's going on?
Hey, Nato. Man, this little bit, yo. You know I'm going to give my opinion on this one right here. This is a hot subject for me right here. Hey, so I'm going to go ahead and say I'm taking male side on a couple of things, right?
Right.
Here we go. The good sex part. Now, if you're single and you got somebody in your past that you know on the late night at the club, look, I'm finna be in the kitchen by myself. I ain't nobody here. I'm finna dial that bitch up. Because guess what? I already know what it's gonna do. It might be a little better than it was a couple of years ago when I ran to it the first time. And I ain't got to take no chance on getting some wet head. You feel me?
You're
gonna get your feelings involved when you find out she fucking when you find out the nigga she's earning a move from.
Already. Soon as I leave out of the status parking lot, I'm already scrolling through the phone, through the old school. You know what I'm saying?
And then that nigga to go through phone, bull ties and shit. That nigga that's scary.
No. You know what I'm saying? I'm checking the text messages from 2 years ago. See what you were talking about the last time we talked, and we gonna pick up from there like ain't that happened. You feel me?
It ain't gonna work like that.
I feel you. I feel you to an extent. Well, what he's saying is he's single, and the person that he did, even though they might not be single, he know he getting into, and he know the circumstances around it. But he ain't trying to have no relationship. He just know he just want good sex. He want to be single.
I get that. But my thing is, for the ones who, when you think that mentally, and that shit take a left turn.
It was my real life situation come in at. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it has been once upon a time before I did that. I ain't gonna lie to
you.
I did.
Thank you.
But the repercussions of that became a learning experience. You feel me? Because the thing is, whether you're single or not, if a person feels like you're happy and they can't have that attention, that special attention, they got that one night all the time, anytime they want it, guess what they're finna do?
That's territory that I was going about.
Whether
you're
in the situation or not, they finna make it seem like they're going to use this social media and all these other mutual friends you got to make it seem like it's something when it won. And see that's where the male mentality separates from the female mentality. You get what I'm saying? Because for a female, that wasn't just y'all linking up for one night to have a good time.
That emotional connection.
Guess what?
Now you back in that situation. Prior before you left. Because you ain't got nothing but that sex to hold it down. Your foundation is really built on sex. And if that's your foundation, man, a strong wind knocked that bit down, though.
But he ain't worried about that. Yeah. He ain't worried about that because he don't want to be with her. That's what he's saying.
But my thing is, he admitted to doing it once.
The only way something like that works, going back with your ex, whether one of y'all in a relationship or both of y'all single, the only way that works is if both of y'all had the same mentality, this is just a sex thing.
Exactly. It's hard to find that.
It started out like that. Again, guys, ladies, y'all come on now, y'all let me down. I'm saying, hold on, I hate to cut you off, I am a lady in my spare time, but at night I do well spare pause, you did what I'm saying, this is great. Right, you got the best of both worlds going on with you right now, you get what I'm saying, and I'm telling you from both perspectives what's going to happen with it. You get what I'm saying?
So do you like you say you're a lady in the day and like dude and stuff on the night? Do you like change like all around? Do you like role play? How does that shit work?
Bruh, come on, man. A little bit, man.
I want to know.
Okay.
These people are exes for reasons. That's all I'm saying.
Man, I'm just talking about that transformation.
All I'm saying is I just got blown away when she was like, I'm a lady and a man.
Can we talk about that, please? Do you take a pill, or do you just sit down, and then the man just come over, and you just start standing up? I mean, what happens? I mean, talk to me.
I said I just pull up X mark, and then I go in there and pick what size I want.
That right. Do you feel like a man when you put that bitch on?
Yeah, I'll be standing there.
I ain't knocking that. But how do you turn to a woman?
No, it's like turning back. How you you know
that happens once a month. You feel me? Once a month.
Oh, no, but you don't count that. You don't count. You ain't getting no dick. You ain't taking no dick.
That's you ain't getting emotional. You feel me?
Yeah, that's right. So you ain't gonna worry about the emotional part because you ain't getting nothing penetrated in you. So you ain't worried about the emotional part. You inflicting the emotion. You inflicting the emotion on another woman.
I inflicted
that
I want to do.
You know, we should do all time low. Like your estrogen, you don't even have estrogen. Like how much estrogen you think you got out of 100? Let's be honest.
I mean, she probably do.
Estrogen is the female hormone. How much you think you got?
She ain't taking hormone pills, so I know she probably straight. You know, she a woman.
I bet she'll beat me in a arm wrestling contest. I want to meet you. I want to see how much of a man I'm just fucking with you. But do you, girl? Do your thing. I mean, whatever.
But you know, she threw me off
because
I wasn't even
talking. She threw me off.
Hey, I thought I was talking to a nigga that wear a little skinny jeans.
Y'all got me a regular,
so that way y'all got the straight opinion and the gay opinion. You feel me?
You laid it out there. You know, we definitely appreciate coming to the radio show, Carl. We ain't judging nobody on the radio show
I can see you getting in a situation where your chick finna leave you, right? And then you be crying and shit like, baby, don't leave me. Then she said, bitch, I'm leaving. And then you just turn around.
I don't think she do. I think it's so much in her. That, you know, it was probably something in her that she lacked that much woman in her where she don't get the same feeling like that. She has more of a man mentality than a woman.
So she overcompensated for herself.
Right.
So, you know, that's the way I can look at it. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I can look at it. Sometimes, you know.
I mean, I look at it, you know, two, three ways, too. You know, it's a different way to look at everything. You know, and she knows the real. It may not be who you are.
I bet you cash money she don't go through a lot of breakups because a woman knows what a woman needs. That's what I'm saying. A woman knows what another woman needs.
Hold on. Let me tell y'all right now. She is more manipulative than a man, because she knows what a woman wants. She knows what a woman wants to hear. So she can manipulate a lot of women. So I'm gonna tell you, listen. You can talk to a lot of women. You can talk to especially if a woman that goes both ways or anything like
exactly.
that. You can manipulate that woman and trick her because you know what she wants and she know you wants to hear. So therefore,
you can't be telling everybody, is what I'm saying to you.
But what I'm trying to tell you is. When you got a female that's a stud or femme or whatever, the stud, she knows more about a woman, so she can manipulate. Guess what? You get a relationship with a stud, she can be worse than a boyfriend.
Yeah, because she got.
She gonna take you through too much. She gonna take you through too much because
at the end of the day, that stud is still a woman.
She's still a woman. At the end of the day.
We still got a couple more callers, so let me go ahead. But I appreciate you calling in.
That's right.
Anytime, baby. Anytime. Just let me know you need.
You know, just
I already a little bit. Good calling in, baby.
I love you, though.
You know what? Ain't number low, man.
That's right.
Already.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Okay, we got, let's check it out. Okay. Okay, caller, you on the air? Hello.
What say, Carla?
Hey. Hello.
Hey. Yo.
Oh, come on, give it. Come on, for me. Can you hear me?
That was a girl. I hear.
You on my side?
Shit, I don't know what it is. Ain't no telling who called. I'm just waiting to tell me what she's doing.
She sound light skinned. What's up, light skinned?
She ain't light skinned, man.
Yes, she is. What's up, light skinned?
Hello, she dog in the lights off and she can drop her phone.
Hold on, bro. Let me hear her one time. What's up, light skin?
She can't find her phone, man. She real black and it's dark in her house and she dropped her phone.
Nah. Light skin.
Darky.
Hello? We can hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Let's answer the controversy first. Are you light skin or dark skin?
I'm light skinned.
Man, you
oh,
are.
Nigga.
I'm always right, nigga.
What's up, man?
What's up?
What's up?
I'm just chilling.
Oh, no. Okay. My thing is with the exes, you shouldn't have sex with them because it's
thank you.
And I can just speak from my experience. My children's father, we haven't slept together since we broke up. And we got the
me
best
either.
Relationship.
Me either.
Got the best relationship.
And I got two baby mamas.
Friends. You know what I'm saying?
I got one baby mama.
I think if Powder did that, it would have complicated things.
Yep.
Because, like,
that's what I said.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it's a lot of respect. He has a lot of respect for me. And I have
right.
a lot of respect for him because of it.
Agreeable.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
That was real good.
Okay,
right
oh,
there.
That's it? Well, you know what?
Oh, no, light skin want to get out. Light skin want to get off of the phone real quick. That's all right, light skin. That's all right. I know you see a nigga. Light skin.
Y'all know me. we definitely appreciate you calling. Thank you. And thank you. That's what I think.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you calling or whatever.
Okay, yeah. Now y'all already know we're taking this show to a whole nother level, and you know at the end of the night, you know we always get the regulars to call to cut the food. So you already know, we already got one fool on the phone. I see we got another person calling. What's up?
Man, I'm just enjoying the show. Great show, man. Mel, great show, great points, man. You bring it every week. Same thing, Nikki D, man. I enjoy y'all having me on here, and I'm going to be on here again.
Already. We appreciate you, bro.
Already.
Do this. Go ahead. Y'all find something to like. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Who's talking?
Yo, I don't know where to call at.
It's about that time, man. Y'all going to turn up for them $2? Y'all going to meet me there? Don't beat me there?
No, I ain't going out tonight. I'm going to have Bible study on the phone with my girlfriend.
That's right, man. Turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 99. Mel is going to have you on the phone all night.
Okay, well,
we're
going to
read Proverbs again.
You know what? Why I got all you men on the phone? And of course, you know, we already went in.
Hey, you didn't ever let me get my number one, so I can always win the whole conversation.
Yeah,
you never
get that number one. I'm waiting on that number one.
What is it?
Number one. It's confusing. Can we make it work again? But what if it don't work? What was I thinking? I can't be with her. She know me so well. You gonna feel all that at one time. You gonna after y'all through, you gonna feel all those questions hit you at one time. It gonna confuse you overwhelmingly, making you confused. You ain't gonna know what to do. Therefore, you shouldn't do it. It's confusing. That's the number one reason you should not sleep with an ex. It's confusing. Forget what Jennifer was talking about. Oh, it ain't closure or whatever. No, it's confusing. You had a C right, but you didn't get the rest of it.
Oh,
it's confusing.
But again, guys, and you are correct, man. I mean, I'm not saying that you're not. I'm not saying that you're not. That is very correct. It is confusing. But the thing is, for me, I wouldn't even do it. You know,
sometimes it might just happen where you would do it. You know, it just happen. You don't know what God got planned for you. You can take these out of roads you want to take and try to detour it, but you're gonna always wind up on the road that God got planned for you.
My number one was one of you or both of you are involved with someone else. That was my number one. And again, that's unfair. That's more logical. Oh.
It's more logical. Oh, right? Like, I got a girlfriend, you got a boyfriend, so we shouldn't sleep together. That's logical.
I mean, that's what I'm just saying, because I just feel like it's unfair to the person that you're with. I feel like that's unfair. So that was my number one. You know, you guys know how I feel about cheating. You know, I talk about that a lot. You know, so
right.
Yeah, of course, I feel like that's just not, you know, that's just not right. That's just me, though. You know, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I've learned my lessons from that because karma tends to come at the least expected time. So ever since I cut my hair off, I've been on the straight and narrow. Real talk. Real talk. That's real talk. Yep. Real talk. And I've been blessed now, but I'm at the best place in my life I can ever be.
That's good, man. That's a good story.
That true story right now, boy. Shine freaking them all, man. Bowling night tomorrow, man. Drunk bowling, man.
I'm
going to
come down there. What you bowling? Hey, man, what you bowling, man?
I bowl like 52.
Get what I can do though. What can you do, my friend?
We can bet on if I roll down the pin and I knock down six home and I still got two or three standing up, I can bet you some money that I can knock down the other ones.
So you tell me
you might
be
in the big scope. Yeah, I can spare pin. I'm a spare pin king.
Hey, what time y'all come out? Because I would like to indulge in a little ball.
Man, we always hit it by 9:30, 9 o'clock. You know, it's from 9 to 12. We have about 3-4 lanes, and you know, we have liquor. We have stolen to take into the facility.
Okay, and that is the best time, my friend.
That's right.
So I shall partake in a little bowling with you tomorrow. Enjoy y'all, man. Y'all take care. Mel, I see you. Turn up tools to see you too, Nigga D. Y'all have a good one.
All right. You too. All right. Thanks for calling. All right. Go ahead, Mel. T Love.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Okay.
T-Lo, you about to eat some cereal, man. What you doing?
Nah, I'm trying to talk. The hell, Zoe was goddamn talking. I don't talk.
We thought you was Zoe.
No, man. I'm going to end it like this, man. I only need a 30-second anyway, man. It's a great song by Dave Hollister made about 17 years ago called I'm a One-Woman Man. Seeing you reminds me of...
Okay.
I used to beat it up. Wanna do it again, but I can't.
But I can't.
I'm gonna leave it like that.
I wanna hear that song now.
My ex can't get nothing there. When I say it's done, when all else is said and done, ain't nothing else to say or do. So you know what I'm saying? I be going with the wind like Claude Gable. You know what I'm talking about? I'm out like
what is right. What if you were single, though? What if you were single and she was single?
See, the thing here, man, you know, it's the power of that DC. When you get, see, I don't want to go too far in because, where I just came from, but good D, if you look at my page, you can see, you know, I just did a little thing at the church. But good D can do what bad D can't. See, good D can walk away with the confidence in knowing that she's going to go crazy. But see, when she go crazy, she may go a stupid crazy. I done had Kool-Aid put in my tank.
You ain't never come to call your job and tell them you had been smoking.
You know what? It wasn't even Kool-Aid. It was Fabuloso. That's even worse.
Your tank was smelling good, nigga. When you
man, I'm like, man, why my tank smelling like it just got clean, man?
I never want anybody to be on the call and we not acknowledge them. I know we're running over time, but you know what? This me and Mel show, so we run it like we want. We'll do an extra 5 minutes for you guys. Let me go ahead and take another call right quick. We got T Love on the line now. You know, we already left, but we definitely got T Love still on here. And you know, this is how me and Mel run it. You know, we call
that right.
So pretty. So let's go ahead. This is our show. This is our time. So let's go ahead and make it happen.
What's up,
Carla? All right, Carla, you want to
add what's up? What's going on?
What's going on? Look, you go ahead.
I'm finna go ahead. I heard a whole bunch of shit talk tonight. You know what I'm saying? The only person who really making sense is your co-host or the person that's talking with you. Ain't nobody called in to make no sense. Especially girl talking about. Go back to your ex, cause you don't know who out here got A. Hell, you don't love that motherfucker got A. What the hell you talking about? Like the ex, you're bulletproof or some shit like that. He the ex for a reason, goddamn. It's X's and O's in this motherfucker. This tic-tac-toe. You know how I know. Oh, he my ex. He's safe. This motherfucker safer than Jesus. For real, boy. Man, you got your damn mind. Well, he an ex for a goddamn reason. If he wasn't ex, you still be together. Ain't no safeness in no ex. Talking about double back and now, hey, you get malaria from a goddamn mosquito.
You right about that. I was waiting on her to say that. She felt safe going back to him. Yo. I waited on her to say that. Like that was the best thing to do.
No, it ain't.
You don't know what he's been doing.
Hell no, you really don't.
He was cheating.
More like he was cheating. That's why they broke up. That's why they broke up in the first place.
He was cheating.
But see, that's why he good. Good dude. That was it.
And then, bro, hey, I'm going to say one more thing, too. I ain't understand that girl when they come in talking about I become a man or a woman. Hey, man, hey, y'all.
Bruce, man, that was Bruce.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Caitlyn Jenner, first of all, man, let me tell y'all something, man. I'm going to be real with you, and then I'm gonna get off this, man. Hey, I appreciate the show. Appreciate y'all hearing me. But just hear me out, man. Ain't no part-time shit going on, man. Hey, you is what you is. If you like dope, I'm your hoe. I'm so tired of folk calling themselves bisexual. You just a freak of nature. You like it both ways. Admit it. Bisexual is a term that was implemented in the Western society. Now you want your cake and want to eat it too. And sometimes you want to eat it. Sometimes you want to suck it. Sometimes you want to tuck it. Sometimes you want to fuck it. And that's just the bottom line, my brother. Ain't no in-between or nothing like that. You going to have a random thought. Of changing their
legs.
You can't have no random thoughts. You can't have no random thoughts of changing sexes. Some got to be cussing out there. When Bruce Jenner made a decision to have a vagina, and it's good, man, he said, I'm going to be Caitlyn. I ain't Bruce no more. I do not. Hey, I ran in them Olympics 30 years ago. Hey, look, I got my gold medal, but if you call me anything, just call me Caitlyn. Bruce is dead.
Already.
You know what I'm saying? All that switchback transformer, Adam McBride shit, man, I'm telling y'all, man, that's why. I don't know, man, but I really thought I was talking to a hermaphrodite, man. I think she has sex with herself. That's the only woman can masturbate and get pregnant.
Hold up, y'all. I see some
more
boys, so I can't do it.
We gotta go, man.
You know what? Y'all, look, we love you guys. And like I said, Mel and I, the way we run this show is an open forum. We do not mind. You know, we'll work overtime. We cool. We love to hear what everybody has to say. I mean, I guess one show we'll just have something pertaining to that. But I see all these boys coming up. But, you know, we're running overtime in the studio.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate you guys. You know, inbox myself.
Shout out to Bruce Jenner.
You know, Jenner.
Yeah, shout out to Bruce Jenner.
Just like Mel and I reiterated before the show first started, there are no co-hosts. Me and him, we both are the main on the show, and we run it how we like. So we thank you so much for calling in. And we are biased. We aren't biased to any of this, and we're
that
just
right.
Ignoring.
You can say what you want to say. I'm still cool with you.
Right. I'm not ignoring any of the ones, but we are over our studio time. But we definitely will reiterate this topic if you would like or if you guys would like to discuss.
I gotta go read the Bible. That's what I gotta do. After the night, y'all just done, boy.
Hey,
Here I come, mama.
Gotta go to work, y'all.
All right, fam. Hold it in the road, bro.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, we're going to do that for Teresa and Joe, too.
Oh, yeah, we definitely going to do that for Teresa and bro. I mean, and Joe.
Nick and D, I love you, baby. Mel, man, we out here.
Love you, too. Already. Go ahead, Mel, and tell me what.
Lace
Front Killer. Go ahead and kick it.
Yeah, but y'all can catch me on Twitter, man. Lace Front Killer, man. Y'all can catch me on Facebook. Miguel Mel, man. Esperanza. You can catch me on Instagram at Exotic Plush Hair. I've been a prominent businessman for the past 4 years, and I have Exotic Plush Hair of any origin, ethnicity, or whatever you want to call it, at grade 8A. Virgin hair. You can do what you want to do to it. You can catch me on Facebook at Miguel Esperanza as well. And, you know, check my resume, man. I've been doing my thug thizzle. You dig?
Well, everybody, you know what? Some of us going to chime down to 41. I know, my co-host is a little bit tired tonight. I know he got to read the Bible. He in love. So,
I got to be in love? I'm just chilling. See, why you ain't in love? Why you got to go in that? What you talking about? I just want to do
T-Love said he had the word.
T-Love just on the phone. But all I'm saying is,
He done went out on us. But you know what, man?
Yeah.
Like I said, you are like the, you know what, I love you. I love you, how we mesh well together. We have some awesome shows. And tonight, everybody, this was our 28th show. And we want to thank everybody for continuing to call. And as I can see and online, man, we had a very full house tonight. And I thank you guys so much. I did not mean
to. I think they like that show.
Yeah, I think everybody liked the show, though. I know you guys have a lot more to say. Sorry I'm unable to get everybody tonight, but tune in next week. Then you'll hear the Male Top 5. And come on, can we get some new regulars to call in at the end of the show?
Seems like we got some regulars, but I'm trying to, we need more women to have the input. Even though a few called in, they were scared. They still scared. But, you know, it's all good. Yeah, I think they'll come around. We need to get some of these folks from California and New York to start back calling in. I think our country accent be throwing them off a little bit. But it's all good. We'll continue with these little 4,000 listeners we be having to be scared to ring in.
We had a full board. I hope everybody was able to get in tonight. I know we had a full online, a lot of online questions. A lot of people want to know who that young lady was who, they was like, no, they
light skin.
Yeah, they want to
light skin.
No, the young lady said she a woman in the day or something like that. Well, you did. She got a couple of chats, and I can't go back with you. I don't know who she is, but you guys, I definitely throw something out there on Facebook for something, because I'm sure these are ladies that want to know. You know, I guess you want to know how, you know, was she looking like? Okay, I feel y'all now. Hey. I ain't mad. So I'll go ahead and we'll figure it out. We'll definitely figure it out. And you guys have a good night.
We'll catch up with y'all. Peace.
All right.